Life's getting better. America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Well, we are just a day away from the anniversary of the death of Osama bin Laden. Boy, a lot of people are talking about this across the nation, trying to analyze how people are recognizing it, saying it's disgusting if you celebrate the death of Osama bin Laden. But particularly when it comes to the reaction to an ad that the president is running that we're going to let you hear in our next segment. But there is fear over a possible attack. In fact, what the biggest fear is that you might have people on planes with body bombs, like the underwear bomber. Remember the guy who was going to blow up the plane headed for Detroit, Abdullah Mutallab, and of course that never happened thanks to the fact that a fuse didn't really work, let's face it. But not just in America, but also in Europe, they're concerned about that happening on U.S.-bound planes, people with body bombs. So you got security that's really been beefed up in England, Europe, Middle East, and a lot of places where they feel there may be fears of those planes coming into the United States. A lot of federal air marshals have been shifted around overseas in advance of the May 2nd anniversary of the death of bin Laden a year ago. In the meantime, the discussion turns toward a couple of things. How many people in the high ranks of Al-Qaeda have been taken out? How much safer are we? Have we seen some of those fears of terrorism erode? Well, the answer, obviously, I think there is no, because you can never be vigilant enough because you don't know what's going to happen. How can you possibly 100% know? And the answer is you don't. Now, these tapes show in pretty good detail a couple of different things when it came to Europe, because they found some Al-Qaeda tapes. Some German investigators actually got kind of a treasure trove, an early present with these documents, some encrypted inside porn in a video from an Austrian last year, and they show that the group had planned to actually take over a cruise ship and wreak havoc really throughout Europe. A 22-year-old Austrian was detained last May and searched by investigators in Berlin. They found that he had digital storage stuff and a memory card in his underpants, and buried inside them was a video called Kick Ass and a file marked Sexy Tanya. But really what it was all of these Al-Qaeda docs, like 100 of them, that had details of some huge plots and future operations and whatnot. And the big thing that came out of it was this cruise ship and attacks in Europe where, you know, of course, in Mumbai, 10 gunmen killed 164 people in a three-day rampage. So I think one of the most important things they've uncovered is probably this: since the killing of bin Laden last year, because they talk about holding passengers hostage, public pressure, addressing passengers in orange jumpsuits, like the Gitmo prisoners, videotaping their executions. Wow. And there is a pressure they believe that Al-Qaeda is under because the Western intelligence agencies that are banding together are becoming much better at stopping these attacks, thwarting these attacks. I have a good source in the Pentagon who has said many times, and I've said this on the show many times, that if we knew how many possible near misses, possible attacks, all these other things were actually flying around, we'd be scared to death. And we wouldn't want to know. We wouldn't want to live that way. So it tells me a couple things. Exactly what Al-Qaeda must be feeling is that we're getting better. Our friends are getting better at finding the people who want to do crazy things like take over a cruise ship and chop people's heads off and videotape them. Can you imagine that? So it's a good thing they were able to nail this 22-year-old punk and then find what he had on him. But I guarantee there are other plots and other things that are happening right underneath our noses. It's just a question of getting to them and stopping them before any of that happens. So ultimately, I come back to what I first said. How much safer are we as a result of the death of Osama bin Laden? John Brennan, who makes it his business to be concerned about terror, said this.
We are at war. We are at war against a terrorist organization called Al-Qaeda that has brutally murdered thousands of Americans.
Yep, and he's absolutely dead right on that. We are at war with an elusive enemy, and there is no way to say you've got the last one. You've knocked off the last one, we're done. It's never done. It's always about being vigilant, always about that. So, marking the death of bin Laden, the president says, isn't a celebration. And he's defending the way he handled the raid that killed bin Laden and, of course, using it as a credential a year later in running for re-election as president of the United States to stay in that position. He immediately, when he was asked the question, jumped at the chance to go after Mitt Romney. And this is now man on man, rock'em sock'em robots. It's going to be Romney and Obama until November. As unprepared to make the kind of hard call that he had to make to send U.S. forces on a very risky mission. He didn't mention Romney by name this time around, but he recommended looking at people's previous statements on the manhunt for the mastermind of 9/11. And the reason he said that is because his people are digging up everything they can on Romney. And you can find a quote from him back in 2007 when he said it wasn't worth moving heaven and earth to go after one person. On Monday, Romney was, of course, asked that and said he would have ordered bin Laden killed. But his campaign criticized the current president for turning this successful death raid into political game. What do you think, fair or foul, when it comes to using it to get re-elected? Well, see, here's the thing. The idea is you don't want to portray, if I'm a Republican strategist, for goodness sake, that Obama is strong and not weak on foreign policy matters. So, especially because when we talk about Iran and what Iran is doing nuclear, because frankly, I think we need to have our foot on the throat of Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. And I don't think the president has done enough in this department. But if you're helping Obama get reelected, you're going to go for the jugular in a different way and portray him as a guy who is decisive. And that's why the raid to knock out Osama bin Laden. And in fact, there's going to be a primetime special on NBC about the president and his national security team talking about reconstructing the operation from inside the White House Situation Room. Remember, they released a few photos of that. So you just heard White House Counterterrorism Chief John Brennan talking about the fact that we are at war with Al-Qaeda. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to let you hear that commercial that's running in an effort to re-elect Obama, tying in Osama bin Laden. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, the federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
You may snicker when you hear this message, but you won't laugh after you experience the best-kept health secret ever, Camel Milk. Camel Milk is loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk. Camel Milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and Camel Milk is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk, and 10 times higher in iron. And Camel Milk contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking Camel Milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel Milk is easily digested by those who are lactose and beta casein intolerant and comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under Products and Pricing for the Spring Special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com, CamelMilkForSale.com.
Count, but until then, we're talking more about the reaction to the president and the raid last year that killed Osama bin Laden and using it to help his re-election, and the fact that marking it, is it appropriate to highlight it in a campaign ad with a former president? And many people think that it's a no-no, using Clinton to talk about the guts, in a sense, that it took for bin Laden to pull the trigger on that one. And I mentioned that there's going to be this big primetime special recreating the White House Situation Room and what happened on that raid and, you know, the reaction to all of it and the huge strategic blow to Al-Qaeda and who the credit goes out to. And, of course, the credit goes out to the intelligence people who actually led the SEAL team to the hideout and got to the point where they were spying, and knew that it was a definite that bin Laden was there. I think they'd have to get a big chunk of it without a doubt. I mean, it's huge. Now, in trying to recognize, if you will, the death of bin Laden, you have New York City firefighters, the former mayor, Rudy Giuliani, going to mark the anniversary of bin Laden's death. And Mitt Romney is scheduled to appear in the Big Apple for part of that. So the question becomes is, why can't you acknowledge what happened there? I mean, he was killed in Pakistan by the Naval SEALs. He was living in a compound outside the capital of Islamabad. He got away with it for 10 years. He wasn't captured, even though there was a huge bounty on his head. The Navy SEAL's reaction may be the most interesting, though, of all, because the Navy SEAL is just, if you know anything or you know a SEAL, the way they're designed is not to take the recognition because they're supposed to be elusive and be under the radar, and they sign up for that. And the high-fiving and the beers afterwards and hanging out is a code among them. That's what they do to celebrate. But they don't want to be recognized and outed in a way, because that's why they can be so effective and so powerful. So several former Navy SEALs are not shy about criticizing President Obama for taking credit for the Osama bin Laden death and using them, feel like they're being used, and special forces, too, for ammunition to load the gun for his campaign to be reelected. In a British newspaper, they talked about it with one of the reporters who did a story on it. And I already mentioned the fact that you've got an ad that features former President Bill Clinton just praising Obama's decision to order the bin Laden killed, actually. So the White House is marking the death of bin Laden with a series of briefings and interviews and that kind of thing to highlight the decision that day. And a Montana state congressman, Ryan Zink, who's a former commander in the Navy, spent 20-some-odd years as a SEAL and led a SEAL Team 6 assault unit, said to this British newspaper that the decision was a no-brainer and that he applauded the president for making it, but he wouldn't overly pat himself on the back for making the right call. And, you know, I guess I would agree with that. Of course he's going to make that call. Don't you think every president would have done the same thing, including Jimmy Carter? There was justification for that without a doubt. But Zink, who happens to be a Republican, slammed Obama for exploiting the death of Osama bin Laden, saying that the president and his administration are positioning them as a war president using the SEALs as ammunition. It's very predictable they do that, but it's not true that he's not that guy whatsoever, and also that bin Laden was just a figurehead and the war on terror continues. So, I mean, there's the question. Did taking him out change anything with the war on terror as far as that's concerned? Did it change anything? I think it was big to take him out without a doubt. And I think that it gives some kind of peace or comfort at least to a vast majority of the people who had their loved ones slaughtered for no reason at the hands of bin Laden orders and his operatives carrying out the mission. So I think they should certainly feel some sense of justification or feel like there's closure, whatever word you want to throw in there. So a year later, we're worried now about people blowing up planes to mark the death of bin Laden, and then other people who are marking the death of bin Laden and celebrating too much. You can't win for losing on this issue, that's for sure. Guarantee there's a few of you, even with your eyes open a little bit, that want to chime in at this. And I don't care what your stripes are. You can take a bite of it at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. I think the scary thing is the fact that there are reports about the potential attacks in the wind and the fact that you could have people on planes all over the place, meaning from the Middle East to Europe to planes coming from Europe to the United States. And that, to me, is what you don't want to hear. You certainly don't want anybody to slip through the potential web that will block them and have them get on a plane somewhere, because once they light themselves up, that's it. They'll be like a Roman candle. Once they're able to pull it off, if that's in fact the body bomb situation, it's very tough to stop that. How are you going to stop that? You have to stop it before the fuse is lit, which is what happened in the case of the underwear bomber who would have blown up that plane headed for Detroit, which was on Christmas and Day, and it would have been absolutely disastrous. So the thing that I hope for is I don't get on these airwaves and it's all hell is broken loose and we can't believe what's happened and it's shocking and, you know, that kind of stuff. I hope that that there's enough information out there to dissuade people from who might be trying to carry this out from getting on those planes and pulling it off and actually destroying how many lives, I don't know, but let's hope that doesn't happen. That's why you have this increased security, and the fact that these tapes were found over a year ago that were detailing some pretty scary things and targeting a cruise ship. You know, I've always wondered that. You want to really mess around and wreak havoc with a whole bunch of different people, especially from the West. A cruise ship would be the thing because of all the different people that are on the cruise ship and the fact that they would be or could be an easy target, and you'd be trapped on the boat, if depending on the size of the boat, too. It might not be that hard to actually maneuver it. So that was a scary thing when they released the fact that these tapes had it on it. You know, it's got to be, and I always think this, it's got to be something through transportation. If it's not planes, if it's not over bridges and tunnels and whatever, hotels like Mumbai, people are, they're trapped like rats in their rooms, sadly. And what are they going to do when people are going through with automatic weapons? Well, take cover, or if they're armed. Otherwise, if they can't get out, they can't get out, and they're stuck. So those are some of the areas that you have to pay. They have to pay, and they are paying particularly close attention to. And they're on high alert right now for Al Qaeda terrorists who might try to blow up a plane bound for the U.S. People with body bombs on them. And I think that's scary. So there's all kinds of angles, I think, on this, whether it's the body bombs on planes, the SEALs saying the president's taking a cheap shot for taking credit for what happened in the raid. And, of course, you have the Republicans saying that he's politicizing something that makes absolutely no sense, that he shouldn't be doing that. And even Arianna Huffington got into the fray. What did she say next? End the ad. We're going to let you hear that on the flip side.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, liquid CalMag vitamin D and organic iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jamb plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing deal. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket next week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. That's one dozen stunning assorted roses, absolutely bursting with color, sent fresh from the fields, and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99, plus a free glass vase with every order. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 7777.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Anybody listening to me in this super active, opinionated audience has no opinion on the way that Osama bin Laden's death should be recognized in the United States. Somebody wrote me, Hal, in Vermont, and he said, I am one of the most liberal people you'll meet, Ms. Delaney, and I have to say, I think it should be a national holiday. It's one of the few things that I would agree with some of my buddies who lean very much to the right. Do you feel like Hal, should it be a national holiday? 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. So here's the spot that's making the rounds that includes, or actually is only, the voice of former President Clinton talking about Obama and the way he handled taking out Osama bin Laden. Check it out.
That's one thing George Bush said that was right. The president is the decider in chief. Nobody can make that decision for you. Look, he knew what would happen. Suppose the Navy SEALs had gone in there and it hadn't been bin Laden. Suppose they'd been captured or killed. The downside would have been horrible for him. But he reasoned. I cannot in good conscience do nothing. He took the harder and the more honorable path, and the one that produced, in my opinion, the best result.
Not everyone agrees, including Arianna Huffington, who says Obama's bin Laden ad is despicable. Huffington, who used to be much more right, now leans much more left, is the founder of the Huffington Post, of course, and has criticized the campaign for an ad that you just heard, and others suggesting, in a way, that Mitt Romney wouldn't have killed the terrorism kingpin, Osama bin Laden. And she said it several times. She says it's absolutely despicable for him to use that. I'm going to agree, I'm going to disagree with Huffington, because the people around him, of course, are going to use that to try to pump up the volume to say, listen, if it comes to it, the president is the commander-in-chief, and he's going to do what it takes to protect the United States of America. And so, boom, this is what he did in this instance. And she knows darn well, having been married to a politician, that they're going to use every advantage. To me, the bigger question is doing damage to the Navy SEALs. In other words, pulling them into it. They don't like to be in the middle of the firestorm. They don't want to be. And several former SEALs think it's a real cheap shot to throw them into it, to throw them into the mix. They don't like it. They wouldn't care whether you're talking about Republican or Democrat. They don't want that to be part of it. So that's their take, and to me that's even bigger. How people recognize it, I mean, if I had somebody in my family who had to make the horrific choice of jumping out one of the top floors of the World Trade Center or dying in a fiery ball of heat coming towards you, I can't imagine that. I can't imagine what some of the people went through, only through my own personal experience of, at the time, actually having a married to a man who had a uncle that was in the building, but he got out because he was there for the first time around. People forget about the World Trade Center being hit in a different way with the bomb. Remember the car bomb. And he didn't stay. He got out as soon as possible and wasn't on a floor that was initially hit by the first plane. But I certainly lived through and interviewed many of the people who were in New York and other places, frankly, because you can't forget about the Pentagon situation or Shanksville. And I think those people should do whatever they want to do, whether they don't want to remember it, whether they want to celebrated as a great day because the guy who took out someone in their family unprovoked and while they were sleeping or while they were at work or whatever, they certainly have the right to do that and should do that. All right, when it comes to counterterrorism, John Brennan is the White House dude. He talked about the publishing any of the Osama bin Laden stuff. You know, there's been a lot made about the photographs and other things connected to the bin Laden raid. You know, the photographs of his body, which of course the judge denied, the letting them be released from Freedom of Information. Judicial Watch went after that. And then there's stuff about any of the publishing, and here's what John Brennan said.
With its most skilled and experienced commanders being lost so quickly, Al-Qaeda has had trouble replacing them. This is one of the many conclusions we have been able to draw from documents seized at bin Laden's compound, some of which will be published online for the first time this week by West Point's Combating Terrorism Center.
All right, so you get the gist of that. You get the gist of what Brennan is saying there. And in looking at, things that have now come out surrounding what happened a year ago, what people think they should be allowed to see, what they should be allowed to know, this is all part of marking this 1 year. And then, of course, the concerns over terrorist threats and the possibility of what could happen to planes coming into the United States or other planes in other parts of Europe. But I think it's mostly the big buzz is over the possibility of body bombs from planes coming into the United States. And I think that's incredibly scary to think of that. You know, there's always this thing that's hanging out there in the wind. Could there, would there, will there be some other sort of attack? because we've already seen this happen once, or have our terrorism people just gotten so good at stopping and thwarting these people, whether they're folks who are assimilating in this country or they're getting this from other counterintelligence agencies and they're finding the net, you know, they're finding where the hole is and finding some of the things that potentially could happen, then I would say bravo, because that has worked certainly in the 10 plus years since 9/11. That was part of the problem. You remember that there was a disconnect. Nobody was sharing information, and geez, maybe this could have been stopped or that could have been thwarted, but nobody was doing the real true sharing of information. When they found something out about planes and one-way tickets or whatever, it's maybe a few things could have not happened. And so for that, that's a good thing, at least moving forward after a decade. And I bet there's still not enough of it, but at least there is some kind of a feeder system, and it's working, and it's stopped at least a few of the possible attempts on the United States, and that has to make you feel a little bit easier. It has to make you breathe a little bit easier, because certainly we don't want that to happen again in this country. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Coming up on ATN in our next segment, We Can Count. You know, there's been so much of a tug of war over a couple of things that we're going to talk about, including jobs and job losses. If there's the pro column for jobs that have been found as a result of this administration and loss to this administration, you know what I would say? It depends on who you talk to, a Democrat or a Republican. But we've got some new numbers about job losses during the term. And then the guns that are being found in Mexico, we know that bogus Operation Fast and Furious has been so disastrous for the United States. But what's the percent, how many guns so far that have turned up in Mexico have directly come from the U.S.? And the amount is absolutely staggering. Oh, absolutely staggering, let me tell you. Not a shock if you've been paying attention. And then, of course, Congress is in a tug of war over base closings with the Defense Department. And this is personal, and this affects many of you maybe listening to America Tonight, because a base closes down the road from you, and it affects the economics of a particular area. When I lived in California for a short period of time, I covered Vandenberg Air Force Base, and, of course, they were supposed to have shuttle launches, but then in the 80s, way before I was covering them, they were supposed to get the shuttles, and they didn't because of the Columbia exploding and the fact that Christy McAuliffe was killed on board, and that changed the face of what they were doing, so much so that they started to rename it Space Town, and they had buttons, they had pins that had the shuttle, they had the shuttle on it, and it got scuttled as a result of that accident. But the base itself was still thriving and didn't close. But at one point, there was talk of it closing, and I think it was just talk because there were other bases. There was another base, a big base, that closed in California. So people are always on pins and needles when it comes to the nickel and diming of where to cut, what base to let go, because of the amount of jobs that ultimately get thrown out the window once you close a base, also in the area surrounding it, what it does to it. It's just like the shuttle in the Space Coast. Once the shuttle program went down, a lot of people lost their livelihoods, especially with nothing to go to and no new launch of anything. We Can Count next.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Hey, meat eaters! The freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no foul odor, it can be smoked almost anywhere. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from five levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy seven flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
Bid, the concern is about jobs. About 600,000 state and local government employees have lost jobs since the beginning of his term. The Washington Post did a big spread on it. They say the public sector jobs, the losses there included about 200,000 education workers, and private sector employment is recovering, but the public sector not as well. And you got job losses at, as I already said, state, local governments is probably the biggest weight on the job market. That's what the chief economist at Moody's is saying, because he goes through the numbers and pouring through them. That's exactly what they saw. Now, there are others that dispute it because they talk about teacher layoffs and how many teachers they've hired in the last decade. And now there's the easy way to defend that. But I'd say 600 is 600,000 is 600,000 jobs. And this is 4 years. So, and then the promise of all these other jobs, this is why I think that pipeline was a big mistake, because of the amount of jobs that it would have created, especially since it had really already undergone rigorous eyes pouring through it to make sure that the regulations were met. This is no surprise. It gets my hackles up, but this is an oldie but a goodie. And it's not a goodie, but it's something that shouldn't have happened. You know that whole thing with Fast and Furious. Well, a new report from the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, ATF, to you and me, shows that about 68,000 or 68% of the 99,691 guns recovered in Mexico between 2007 and 2011 were either made in the U.S. or illegally brought into the U.S. at some point. However, it's kind of, I think, simplified, overstated, whatever word you want to use, because the sample only reflects guns submitted to the ATF for traces. There are tons of guns in Mexico. Are you kidding me? And they don't have a U.S. connection. I would say that's probably true, that there are just plenty of guns there that have nothing to do with the U.S. And sadly, the ones that do have anything to do with the U.S., some of them were part of that whole Fast and Furious program at the tail end of that. And, you know, it was what a bungled thing that was. 16 months of that. And it was about the sale of weapons to Mexican criminals with the hope that the weapons would be traced back to drug kingpins. So how many kingpins have we traced down, tracked down, and hunted down? I can kind of hear those crickets in the background, so I'm going to say not very many. Base closings are emotional. I covered the military in a couple of different places. Albuquerque for a quick stop when I did TV out of school, and the same thing in California. And really good people on some of those bases, the one I was mentioning, Vandenberg. And there's always kind of a shudder that goes through a lot of bases when they talk about closing them. So some of the, in pouring through it, it's, I mean, it's dramatic how many bases will be closed, but it's part of it is necessity because of what they have to do, where they have to move some basements. It's base realignment. In fact, it's called BRAC, Base Realignment and Closure Commission. And, you know, they get out the night. That's what they do. And carve things up, and people's lives, like I said, get hacked. The U.S. is going to have to finalize the 100 bases in Germany, because they're talking about Germany, what they're going to do there. There's about 50 in South Korea that are being cut. We talked about Japan the other day with that agreement. 9,000 Marines have been moved around, so that'll change that whole base situation with the rearrangement. Moving the deck chairs around, so to speak. And in the United States, when it happens, ooh, a lot of people, it's rough. It's a lot of people lose jobs. Jay in Kentucky, patiently waiting in the wings. Hey, Jay, how are you?
How you doing, Kate?
Good. Thanks for the call.
No problem. A couple things bugging me tonight. This politicizing Bin Laden. Mm-hmm. What choice does Obama have, really? He's in a re-election campaign. That's the only thing he can run on as far as records go.
Yep.
He's got to run with it. He's got no choice. As bad of an idea as it is, it's the only idea he's got. So, you know, their strategy, he's got strategists just telling him, hey, you got to run with this. So
yep.
He's got no choice. But
I agree. They're going to tell him and he's going to do it, yeah.
Another thing that's bugging me is they're going to make it so the insulin and medicines for diabetics and blood pressure medicine, they're going to make that over the counter. Did you hear about this?
Yes.
That's a bad idea. That's a government ploy, if you ask me. You think about who's on these medications, people that are overweight, people that are sick or elderly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that means if they make this over the counter, guess what? Medicare no longer has to pay for it. It has to come out of the people's pocket. That's just another burden off the government. It's going to make the poor and the elderly basically have to pay for it out of their own pocket, first of all. And secondly, it's going to bypass the doctors. These people are going to be treating themselves without a overseer of doctor care. And to me, it just seems like the government just wants these people to die off quicker, and that's one way to do it is to get them out of the doctor's care.
You know, you do have a good point, because a lot of people have no idea about insulin. Some people don't take it. Some people do take it. Some people have to do the shots. They can't have people.
My dog has to take insulin.
Yeah, you know what? Monitoring it is half of it, and people are freaked out about it. You're right. It'll be chaotic when that happens.
And the one final thing that bugs me is that interview with, well, that thing that Michelle Obama held, how Barack saying, oh, let's leave the wives out of this. Well, when she goes out and does this ridiculous questions and answers from these kids are asking her the most weirdest questions that there's no way a kid would say, would you like to go back to your old life? I mean, these were some staged questions from question one through five through however many were asked about her gardening and everything else. So just, if she doesn't want to be thrown into the spotlight by the Republicans, then she needs to stay out of the spotlight. But those
I agree. Stage, and but that's what they do. I think that in some cases, I think the staged questions, thanks, Jay, are phony and sound phony, and that's not an authentic experience. So if you're going to show kids, he's right. Kids don't talk like that. I mean, there may be one or two somewhere that do, but you're talking about the age group. It doesn't really fit it. So that means pre-prepared things, like what do they do? Write out the questions and then pick the kid to read the questions. I don't know, but it's very odd. And you it's either go with the flow or not. You know, people make fun of Bush for his reaction to what happened. You know, we're talking about 9/11 because Osama bin Laden, now marking the year anniversary of his death. And remember, he was in the classroom reading to the kids and all that whole thing, and he was massively just ripped for reacting the way he did and not having something happen faster, and Andy Card whispering into his ear, and why didn't they hurry and scurry away and instead of trying to explain something. But that was authentic. There was nothing set up about that. And you could tell by how it unfolded. So kids will give you one thing. Usually they'll give you very honest answers. I mean, they'll just say it. They'll just say it because luckily they don't have those filters in a way. That's why I remember there was a television show, Kids Say the Darndest Things or whatever it was called, because that's what would happen. You never knew. It's that expression, out of the mouths of babes. So good point. Good point there, Jay in Kentucky. Jay venting reminds me, in our next show, you'll have a chance to really rant if you download our Press 4 app. I'm going to tell you all about it in our next show, but if you go to Press and the number 4 and download it, you'll be ready. You can rant for at least 25 seconds, and there's a chance that makes it on the air. You can do it during the day. If you're stuck in traffic, someone's hacked you off, something's hacked you off that's going on, and you know, geez, I'm going to fall asleep in the second hour because I got to get up early tomorrow. Well, you can send us your rant. How cool is that?